There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. Bullying. That's what's on my mind. Bullying. I need a little help from the audience today. I want to know about workplace bullying. Is this a problem in North Dakota? Workplace bullying. You have bullies that you're dealing with at work, Todd?
Evidently, only in our conference calls before the show, but...
Evidently a problem. I don't want to make light of it because maybe it really is a problem. But
no,
evidently in the public sector, this is a problem that needs to be fixed. And so we have legislation that has been introduced by a Democrat from Fargo, but has Republican sponsors as well, or co-sponsors or support or whatever. It's passed the House of Representatives unanimously. And now going to be voted on in the Senate. So whenever anything passes unanimously, generally means this is a slam dunk. We've missed this, and we really have a problem here. So here's what they're saying about it. There's a group called North Dakota United, and they are one of the state's largest public employee unions. They're pushing for this. A law that would tackle workplace bullying. House Bill 1428 would mandate state entities implement and enforce employee harassment policies. Policy must clearly define harassment and specify the responsibilities of the employee, supervisor, or the agency, department, or institution. If an agency, department, or institution does not adopt the harassment policy, the agency, department, or institution must be subject to the policy adopted by the North Dakota Human Resource Management Services Division. Here's the question I have for our audience. When I first heard this, I saw that this is silly. This is workplace bullies. What do you mean? And when I see this was put forward by one of the state's largest public employee unions, pardon my my thought that this is a way to be not held accountable. You need to do your job. You're bullying me. No, I'm being a boss. You have to do your job. That's what comes to my mind. But maybe I'm missing something. Jane Ruprecht, R-U-P-P-R-E-C-H-T. How would you say that, Todd? Ruprecht. Okay. So Jane from this North Dakota United says workplace harassment is prevalent in North Dakota, but there aren't any laws against certain forms of bullying. So if it's prevalent, there should be a lot of folks in our audience that would have prime examples of it. And she also laments the fact that North Dakota is a right-to-work state. So you need collective action. The only way to end a culture of workplace harassment. Wow! So now we have a culture of workplace harassment, too. We have workplace harassment prevalent in North Dakota, according to this individual, and we have a culture of workplace harassment. And what the bill would do is help shield employees from harassment. A lawyer that works with the group said, quote, the stuff that happened to you in fourth, fifth, sixth grade out on the playground with a bully is the same stuff that happens in your office. He said employees tend to be afraid of retaliation if they confront bullying. Saying laws in North Dakota protect against certain forms of discrimination, but there's no law against being a expletive. You have to fill in the blank there. Okay. We have a anti-bullying law aimed at curbing the problem in schools and online, but we don't have one in the workplace. So I want to know, is this a problem? Let's hold our legislators accountable and say, let's deal with things that are truly a problem. Maybe this one is. You're going to tell me. You're going to inform me. You're going to enlighten me today. I want the stories. I want to hear about this culture of workplace harassment. And obviously, if workplace harassment and bullying is prevalent, you're going to have a lot of stories for me. So 221-558-0550. Email studio at What's On Your Mind Radio or text Todd.
701-226-8503.
This hour, the program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, about the 60,000 jobs, the $30 billion in economic impact, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Also, we're going to talk a little ag and a little education on the program today, agriculture, and that we'll be talking about the Northern Soybean Expo. Diana Biedelsbacher, the Soybean Council CEO in North Dakota, will be here. We have a debate on Common Core in the first half of next hour with the Executive Director of the School Board Association and State Representative Jim Casper. And it's another University of Mary Monday when we grab a challenge and try and present some solutions. We're going to talk about college and career readiness and school leadership. Did you know the there's a problem there? The role of the school principal is changing, and so school leadership really necessary there. Project-based learning, pre-K education, real need for early childhood education teachers. Going to deal with all those issues coming up on the program today. Looking forward to the conversation. All right, Cheryl in Fargo, you're first to go. Welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to mention, as far as workplace bullying, it might not be the employer or supervisor that is doing the bullying. It could be another coworker. And in that case, it wouldn't always be dealt with by management, even though maybe it should be sometimes. But
so, Cheryl, if you and I work together and I'm bullying you, aren't you going to go to my boss and say, this guy's a jerk, and I can't work with him, and here's examples of it, and you ought to observe this? I mean,
You would think so, but sometimes office politics are difficult. And sometimes it depends on the various positions that the different people hold. So sometimes you find out after the fact that management was more aware than you realized. But I just wanted to point out that it can be coworkers, not necessarily the boss.
Sure. I mean, I think, again, it's anybody in the workplace that's bullying. Do you think it's a problem?
I don't know. Different degrees. I mean, it's all relative. But I don't think it's uncommon. I've seen it happen in various places that I've worked, in different levels. And so I don't know if I'm having to pass a law for it, you know.
Right. Yeah, here's my thought. You know, if somebody is not acting professional, and certainly, I guess, characteristics of bullying would not being professional, would not be being professional to your fellow coworker, you'd be reprimanded for it, But I want to know. I mean, I'm not trying to dismiss this. You know, I've not seen this in a workplace, but maybe it exists. You tell me. Fourth, fifth, sixth grade, according to these folks. And, by the way, a problem prevalent. So a lot of it out there. Dee is next. Dee, do you see workplace bullying or seen it? What's your take on this?
No, it's ridiculous. Think about where this bill came from. It came from a union. You want to undermine a right to work state? Think about all the lawsuits now when you've got to fire somebody about, oh, my poor boss was bullying me. It's like, do your job. I don't care if you're purple with pink polka dots. Do your damn job. That's what you get paid for. But you can see lawsuits coming all kinds of different ways. It's hard enough to fire a public sector employee. Now watch how hard it's going to be to fire a regular employee. That's all I got to say on that one.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. Casper in Linton, what's on your mind?
Yes, so you guys always talk about and thank the military for the good job they do. Why don't you and your politician lawyers like the rep, why don't the workplace environment, the Defense Department and the President and the Attorney General, Fort Hood, actually the guy killed X number of people. Why is he still alive? He should be dead.
Random thoughts there today, I guess, Casper, but I don't know how to respond. Jake in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
What the heck was that guy talking about?
I don't know. I was hoping you could kind of spurt it out for
us. I'm in the military, bro. I don't know. I don't know where he was going with that. So,
yeah.
Wait, I guess I'd answer your workplace bullying before I get into what I wanted to get into quick. I think we're adults here, you know. If you got a problem, and then, you know, you should feel comfortable enough going to your supervisor. And if you can't, if you don't feel comfortable going to there, go to a friend. Your friend can help you out. You know what I mean? I just think that we're past that now. Even though it happens, and I know it does, we're past it. You know, we don't need to pass laws for adults to not be bullied.
Well, I just don't know why I got to label everything, right? I mean, in other words, I'm not suggesting that people, you know, hey, you know, just let people do what they're going to do in the workplace, and if they're a jerk, they're a jerk. I'm just saying everybody ought to be held to a standard of professional conduct in the workplace, and I don't know that we need a label for everything here, you know?
Right, exactly. And if the boss isn't doing his job and writing it up when it is reported, well, then, you know, I sorry to say it, but take some time and find a new job, you know?
The boss's boss. Hang on, Jake. We'll finish the conversation on the other side of the break. This smacks of lawyers wanting to, you know, rack up a bill. You tell me if I'm wrong.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's a whole lot of trucks rocking the Bakken these days, and I bought mine at S&S Motors in Watford City. You ought to do the same. For one, you're going to save a bunch of money. They get great selection, great deals on used trucks like you can't believe. In fact, if you need a new truck, they'll find you what you want. They'll deliver it to you right to your door. It's a great deal right there at S&S Motors, Watford City, 1204 4th Avenue Northeast, if you want to stop and see their selection, or call them at 701-444-2341. Call Brent Safford and the team at S&S Motors. Save a bunch. S&S Motors, Watford City.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Past the hour, some of your Facebook comments on this bullying question. Bill says, why doesn't the legislature do the actual business and stop pushing unnecessary legislation like this? All right. Well, that's one of the questions. That's one of the reasons we're asking the question, whether or not you think it's necessary or not. Jamie says, anyone who thinks a law will stop a bully is pretty ignorant. No doubt the same people that think gun control stops violent crime from happening. Yeah. Jason says, we should also make heroin and meth illegal. Oh, wait, never mind. All right. Maybe we should, David says maybe we should legislate away all our problems. The government could solve everything, said no intelligent person ever.
There you go.
Kenny says, you guys are missing the point. Of course you can't stop it, but this gives you the legal right to go after them to stop it. Right now you can do nothing. We had college students harassing high school juniors. Legally, we could do nothing. Well, this is specifically about the workplace, though, not online. But Jake in Jamestown, you were making a point before the break about the workplace billing issue. Did you want to say anything else?
Yeah, so the other reason why I called, I spoke to basically I got a rating from the VA, and about a week after that, another letter followed saying I can no longer own or purchase firearms because of some law, and I haven't had a chance to look it up yet. Bill Clinton passed back in '95. So I'm in a bit of a conundrum because my wife is, kind of helping. I forget to take medication, things like that. So my wife's my caretaker. And so this guy's coming out here today to inspect my house and talk with us and stuff. And, I'm kind of I don't know what to do. Do I lie to the guy?
Well, I will tell you this. You raise an issue that I've heard from other vets about. And I know there's a fix. My buddy Rusty Ort, Purple Heart recipient, had the same thing, where he signed something that basically said that his wife was handling his finances while he was getting medical care and obviously helping with medications and everything else. And then at that point, they said you can't own her. And he had a concealed carry permit, and so they took away his right to it. Yeah, it took away his right to have a firearm. He got it rectified. I don't remember exactly how he went about it.
There's a process they give you here, and that's okay. I don't mind. At least you have the option. But, you know, nothing's easy in the VA. And, you know, just the VA should know with all this stuff that some people I'm not the only one, you know, that has mental issues, you know, PTSD and traumatic brain injury from it's hard for us to go through processes like this, and so I'm worried some people aren't going to do it. They're just going to say screw it, you know, it is what it is, and they're going to give up their guns.
Yeah, I just know this. It's not a way to treat our vets without any question.
Yeah,
and I, as I recall, it was also something that Congressman Kramer's office was working on. So if you have any issues getting it fixed, let us know, Jake, and we'll get you in touch with Congressman Kramer's office. Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks, yeah.
Thanks for your service and your call today. God bless you, Paul and Mandan. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I picked up on that caller. You couldn't understand. He was talking about Assad in Texas shooting those troops. And he's right. That was not workforce violence. That was terrorism. And that guy should not be addressed with an officer's surname. He should be addressed as private because he lost the respect of anyone in the service when you're an officer and you shoot privates, first class, second class, specialists, sergeants. You just lost all your rights.
Yeah, I don't know. What is the problem with calling a spade these days? I mean, you know, workplace violence when it's terrorism, or burying someone alive, we can't call terrorism or the work of radical Islamists, right?
I mean, I was in the Army from 77 to 2002, and for much less serious crimes, you went to Fort Leavenworth for the federal prison for a long time, and that guy should be gone.
I hear you. Paul, did you want to say anything about the workplace bullying topic that we were tackling, or he's gone? Okay. A couple of folks on our Facebook page support this legislation. Sherry says corporations have policies regarding workplace harassment, which apparently is what this refers to. So this would simply apply standards of the private sector to government agencies. And Kenny is giving an example, again, not necessarily a workplace, but where bullying happens, saying we do need this, Scott, and it needs to apply to cyberbullying as well. Kids get harassed, and I mean 24/7 by others on Twitter, Facebook, etc. Many of the kids harassing are just friends of friends or total strangers that jump on the bandwagon because it's fun. You have no legal way to go after them because it's called free speech. Having personally dealt with this, I can tell you it's very frustrating and a real drag on the entire family. Not many people are as proactive as I am, so they and their child just sit and take it. I took on two Fargo high schools and the parent. My results at first were a waste of time. Schools informed me they were there to teach, wanted nothing to do with it. I finally had to publicly embarrass the parents to get this to stop. 1 year later, the child in question is trying to again make contact. Well, there is anti-bullying laws regarding schools and also online use that was passed in the 2011 legislative session. So that is there. We're talking specifically here, Ben. And again, here's what I'm objecting to. I think what you have going on here is a public employee union that doesn't like the fact that we're a right-to-work state, so they want to make up a problem that claims there's workplace harassment that's prevalent. I'm with Sherry. Basic policies on proper decorum in the workplace, of course, that makes sense. But the idea that workplace bullying is prevalent in North Dakota, again, if it is, give me the examples. That's what I'm asking for here at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This bullying deal, more than one time I've seen this happen where a person picks out a problem of bullying or whatever it is and brings it up to somebody. Pretty soon, they reverse the tables, and the person that come up with the problem, they turn the tables on them, then you become the problem. And they work on you, and then you are out the door or reprimanded or something. I've seen it more than once. So have a good day.
Have a good day yourself. Appreciate the call. And, so is that how it would be used? There's a lot of questions here. Andrew says it's unnecessary. All right. And let's see here. Don says, no, we don't need it. And who gets to determine what is bullying? As soon as government gets involved, you won't even be able to look at someone without it being deemed malicious.
Bullying, it's called a hostile work environment. There is a law already. I believe it happens more often in small communities where there's a limited workforce, and it's just one person's word against another. That from a text that came in.
Okay, so he's saying it's a hostile workplace, and there's already laws governing a hostile workplace? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Yeah,
and, I can't tell from the text, you know, they don't necessarily tell you.
Not to mention, in a right-to-work state, if someone is acting inappropriately at work, and you bring that to your supervisor, they can be relieved of their duties.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, appreciate your take on this. We'll continue to take some more. We're going to tell you about the Soybean Expo and talk in education next hour, debate on Common Core, too. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Today by our friends at MyPillow. Do me a favor, if you're in front of a computer right now, go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You can do it with me right now, that's right. I'm there as well. And when you go there, you're going to see all kinds of great ideas, by the way, on how to get a better night's rest. But the part I want you to focus on is the deal. The two-for-one pillow special. And if you use the promo code SCOTT, you get a two-for-one deal. It really is an incredible deal on the original classic pillow. And it's a good deal. Now, if you go online, you're going to see the Queen Premium two-for-one. We get you the classic pillow two-for-one. And there's also a testimonials link where you can hear from folks that have had snoring issues, migraines, neck pain, sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome, insomnia, allergies, asthma, TMJ. Folks, MyPillow has helped them get a better night's rest. It is guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And, of course, getting enough sleep is the most important thing to your health. Getting enough sleep comes from MyPillow. Simple as that. And we give it to you the two-for-one deal. So it really is a great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or here's a special number for you to call, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. So you can get that great night's sleep. 10-year warranty, 60-night money-back guarantee. This pillow stays cool so you're not tossing and turning. If you're tired of the furnace for a pillow, this will take care of you, by golly. Has that patented interlocking fill, too. What I love, it just no matter, you know, how I'm sleeping, it adjusts to me. It's a great way to go. All right. We continue on What's on Your Mind. Comments rolling in on a piece of legislation. The North Dakota legislature is working on workplace bullying. Do you think that's a problem? Keep that coming. Talking education next hour. First half of the hour, we will have a debate on Common Core. Second half of the hour, education challenges. We're going to bring you the solutions for them with our friends from the University of Mary. Looking forward to that coming up on the program. Right now, we want to tell you about an event we'd like on your calendar. North Dakota Soybean Council is here to talk a little bit about the Soybean Expo, the Northern Soybean Expo to be exact. The CEO of the North Dakota Soybean Council, Diana Biedelbacher, is here. Hello, Diana. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Good morning, Scott. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you as well. And
we love
talking agriculture on the program. And, of course, the North Dakota Soybean Council, one of our fine sponsors. Tell us about this Northern Soybean Expo. What is the Northern Soybean Expo exactly?
Well, it's our big annual event where we bring soybean producers together from across the state of North Dakota for a day of networking, socializing, education, and celebration.
So tell me a little bit about the education component. What are you most excited about that soybean growers are going to learn at this year's expo?
Well, we have a phenomenal lineup of speakers again this year. We'll kick off our meeting at with a breakfast buffet from 8 to 9:30, and that's at the Fargo Holiday Inn, Tuesday, February 17th. And we're going to have researchers from the Carrington Research Extension Center available to visit with producers about production challenges and things to think about for the upcoming planting season. And then we're going to kick off with our first keynote speaker, Todd Buchholz, who's an internationally known economist. And he's going to talk about the state of the United States and world economies and what all of that means for farmers right here in North Dakota.
So let's touch on the production challenges first up. What do you see as the big issue coming into this growing season for production challenges that soybean growers are chatting about?
Well, of course, soybeans, this nematode is a predominant one. We know that it's in the state right now, and it's not something that we can eliminate, but it's something that can definitely be managed. And so that's a large research focus for us. Iron deficiency, chlorosis, nutrient management, weed management. There's a lot of things coming up that producers will want to know about. So hopefully we'll get good attendance on Tuesday and they can learn more about those topics.
How was last year? How did the growing season end for soybean growers?
You know, we had a phenomenal year, a record-breaking year. We planted almost 6 million acres of soybeans, harvested about 5.8.5. Yields were good, about 34.5. And of course, you know, prices are a little bit lower than what we've been seeing the last couple of years, but it's very cyclical and we're confident that they'll come back.
Speaking of prices and the economists you have coming in, what's the forecast look like? Prices inching upward? What does the world market look like on the trade front? Tell us a little bit about how things are coming there.
Well, basically, the U.S. economy is pretty much the envy of the world right now. And the economy in European countries has fallen. China's economy is not growing as quickly. And, of course, the growth of Brazil's economy is slowing down as well. And so, basically, the pain that other economies throughout the world are feeling right now is a positive for U.S. consumers. Farmers, for example, are paying lower prices for fuel. And lower interest rates are making it easier for farmers to finance and purchase for non-farming households to buy cars and homes. So, you know, it's looking pretty good for us right now.
Yeah, the fuel thing is a nice little bit of relief on the input cost side, isn't it?
Yes, it is, definitely.
But will Everything it last? Helps. Will it last? How long will it last into the growing season, right?
Well, you know, if I had a crystal ball in front of me, I'd love to be able to say yes, but we'll have to see how it shakes out. Another speaker on our program that I think producers will be interested in hearing is Dr. Patrick Moore. And Dr. Moore is actually from Canada, and he's one of the co-founders of Greenpeace International. And what's really interesting about him is he had to leave the group a number of years ago. He's got a PhD in ecology, and he just believes so strongly that some of the views of his former Greenpeace co-workers, I guess, are, you know, built more on sensationalism than actual fact and logic and science. And so I think he'll have a really good message about how positive agriculture is and how much good we're doing around the world.
Interesting. So he's kind of going against the grain of what remains of Greenpeace, huh?
Pretty much. You know, he really bases his thoughts and theories on science and scientific facts, and I think he'll have a really positive message to deliver.
Superb. All right, what else on the agenda?
And then Jerry Gulke with the Gulke Group, and of course he's a North Dakota native, will be speaking on the outlook for commodities and soybeans and corn and wheat in particular. So we always like to hear that and hear what we can expect for the coming year. And another something new that we're doing this year is in conjunction with United Blood Services, we're doing a blood drive. And everyone knows how critical that is to saving lives. And so we hope a lot of our producers who come will take the time and donate.
Well, that's a neat give back from soybean growers to the community.
Absolutely. And the whole day is free and no pre-registration is required. So we hope everyone comes out and sees us.
Yeah, how often does that happen? Events like this with speakers and great information free of charge.
Absolutely. So we're happy to do it, and we look forward to seeing everyone there. And hopefully you can make it too, Scott.
How many growers do you usually get for this?
Well, we usually get over 300. And so if the weather is good and everybody can make it here, you know, we're hoping for an even bigger turnout this year.
All right. Again, remind folks when it starts and the location.
Well, it starts on Tuesday, February 17th at 8 a.m. with a breakfast buffet at the Fargo Holiday Inn.
And wraps up later that evening?
Wraps up at around 4 o'clock, and then there's a social to follow. And then also the Soybean Growers Association is sponsoring a large trade show during this event, and there will be 43 exhibitors on hand. So we hope everyone participates in that as well.
All right, and you mentioned obviously the speakers that are coming and the lineup. Is there a website where folks can get some more information about this, Diana?
Absolutely. Log on to ndsoybean.org for more information.
All right, ndsoybean.org. Anything else you want to tell folks?
Well, we just look forward to a great day. I look forward to seeing a lot of our producers there. We've got a great lineup of speakers, and it's always a fabulous day.
Sounds good. Well, looking forward to another great year. 6 million.
Acres, and probably even more to come this next year. So we're excited. Our future is very bright.
A nice number from last year.
Absolutely.
And that was a record, right?
It was a record, yes.
Yeah. And you'd expect that to inch upward again this year?
We do. You know, we expect more soybeans to be planted. In fact, right now, soybeans are being planted in just about every county in the state, which is phenomenal from 20 years ago when it was, you know, about 500,000 acres, primarily in the eastern part of the state. And we're seeing more producers growing soybeans further west. And, you know, now with corn prices down, you know, we might see an increase in soybeans from that perspective as well.
Fascinating. All right. Well, appreciate the time very much and look forward to a grand get-together with hundreds of soybean growers next week in Fargo. Thanks, Diana.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Scott. Have a great day.
The North Dakota Soybean Council CEO, Diana Biedelsbacher, in the Northern Soybean Expo is next Tuesday. Check it out, folks. 18 before the top of the hour here, a couple minutes before our break, and some more folks weighing in on our question on whether or not we need a law in North Dakota to end bullying in the public sector. Is it a workplace problem that you've encountered? Is it as prevalent as folks say here? That the North Dakota, the largest public employee union in North Dakota, is North Dakota United, is pushing this. Saying that the stuff that happened to you in fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, out on the playground with a bully, the same stuff that happens in your office. And that the workplace workplace harassment, rather, is prevalent in North Dakota. And there aren't laws. Do you agree? Is a law necessary? Here's what some more of you are saying. This is simply North Dakota United looking for attention. Ron says we should also make murder illegal. Doesn't stop it. Linda says, whatever happened to small government Republicans? This was introduced by a Democrat, but it does have Republican co-sponsors, including Thomas Beadle, District 27, Kathy Hawken, although she's barely a Republican, District 46, and Fargo's Senator Ron Thorbach, who's a solid conservative, I think, Republican District 45, as well as other sponsors throughout the state. Those are some specifically mentioned in the, well, this is the forum story, so they probably would mention Fargo legislators. But anyway, take your point, Linda. Jeremy says, why have any laws? Clearly criminals don't follow the law. Leon says, whatever happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, yada, yada, yada. Now that you hurt my feelings, whine, whine, poor me. Make a law, use the force of government to validate. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer in Mandan and in Fargo. They're down in Madison, South Dakota, too, for our South Dakota listeners. Your spot for the Apache sprayer. I'm looking at their lineup of used sprayers right now. And there's a 2000 Apache 790, a 2002 Apache 1290, an 05 Apache AS850, and an AS1000. Here's one from 2010, an Apache AS1010, and an 09 AS1010, 08 AS1010. Here's a 2013 AS1020. So a lot of Apache sprayers used, which is, of course, a great way to go. I mean, they hold their value, but for a good reason. You're you're getting a heck of a deal. So check them out. They have other name brands as well. There's a John Deere on here. I see a little green iron. And there's a Miller from 2002, a couple of Walkers on here as well as 2006 Ag Chem. So check those out. Great web resources, the HighPlainsApache.com website. Don't forget they have the ET Ag Center, 50,000 parts, everything you possibly could need in the application industry. And they have 50,000 parts on site, not only for Apache sprayers, for all brand names as well, and a great service department. Of course, the new sprayers, the best of the best, High Plains Apache, your ET Ag Center. Check them out and your Apache dealer online. And also stop and see Mandan, Eastside Court, Fargo, just south of on I-29, right there by Walmart, Frontier, 35th Street South. Check them out. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Telephone number is 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Let's get this call that came in during the break, and I have a bunch of emails and Facebook comments to get to, too.
I tell you what, if this workplace bullying thing is being brought on by a union, you know it's got to be a farce. And, you know, I tell you what, I was a Teamster union member for quite a few years, working in a union shop. And if we had a problem, yeah, they might have helped a little bit, but not too much. In my opinion, it was the biggest waste of money paying those stupid union dues. And for the little bit of help we ever got out of them, our workplace became way better once we voted to end the union affiliation. We started getting raises more frequently. We got paid what we were worth instead of what a union scale said we should get. And it just worked out so much better after we were no longer part of the Teamsters union. So unions, they tend to just take one instance and just ram it down your throat over and over and over until you start believing that it's a big problem. And they get all the union members on board with it. And, well, that's pretty much what they're doing, I think.
Appreciate the call. Obviously from the workplace as well. Here's somebody with a different viewpoint. Listener says, I have worked for tough bosses. It almost came across as bullying. And they just wanted everything done right. They could have taken lessons on how to communicate and not be demeaning in the process. I also worked for a boss who flat out was a big bully. He was the boss. There was no one to complain to, and he knew there wasn't anything anyone could do. He would reduce employees to tears, make people get physically sick, and in general could be an absolute jerk. There was one person in another office in one city that could do something about him, but most of the time you weren't sure if you could rely on him or not. Very interesting. Yeah. Let's see here. What else do we have? Bullying. It's called hostile work environment. There's a law already. I believe it happens more often in small communities where there's a limited workforce and it just is one person's word against another. Yeah, I read that one earlier. Somebody else commented about a call we received from a listener in Jamestown losing his gun privileges. The hands of the VA, said the VA has gone overboard with grabbing guns from our vets. It puts the vet in a position where they have to justify exercising their rights rather than making the government justifying why those rights the vet fought for need to be infringed. This needs to be fixed ASAP. ASAP. Yeah, no, I'm with you. No question about that. Another emailer says, will it stop the bullying or... will it stop the bullying of striking union thugs? I don't see that in the legislation. Todd, do you? I know we're looking for it there, but I don't see anything about stopping the bullying of striking union thugs. No, thank you for trying, though. All right, I promised some other Facebook comments here. David says, some people are way too sensitive. No, we do not need another bullying law. It is legislative bullying. All right. Diane very succinctly says no. Don't need it. Susan, instead of sitting around thinking up more laws, why don't they eliminate the ones that shouldn't exist? That should keep them busy. Soon we won't be able to do a darn thing. All right, not going over too well. Appreciate all your comments on this today on the program. Other debates waging on our Facebook page right now. Will Brian Williams return to the anchor chair? He took a little self-imposed hiatus. Spent a little time talking about that on Friday. And a horrible story about a father of a two-month-old baby girl who died in his arms as they both slept last summer. Prosecutors deciding whether there ought to be criminal charges in North Dakota about that. You can weigh in on that debate as well. We're debating education first on Common Core, and then give you some solutions on some education issues with folks from UMary coming up. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together. And North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.